Arty's Nature's Blend is freeze-dried dog food. Save up to 54% off your first order, plus a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/dogs.
Lonely people and the not so lonely people. Welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. You are listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here at Tan Talk Radio in Clearwater, Florida. How's everybody doing out there today? And hopefully you're not lonely because we're here to lift you up. This is your community station. And who are we? We are the Shrinks and the Wraps. We are licensed therapists here. We have licensed therapists here. And what we do is we have friends that are wraps, and then we use songs to tie in the lyrics of the songs between the shrink, the rap, and the songs. We tie it all in together to solve everyday problems. So thank you for listening. You're on 106.1 Tan Talk Radio, listening to the Shrink and Rap Show. So if you're out there in this hot weather, over the causeway, over the veterans, over the Howard Franklin, stay right here. We're going to entertain you and make you feel better. No one should be alone. So I do want to suggest, while you're listening, you might want to consider downloading the Shazam app. The Shazam app is an app that listens to your favorite music. If you're in a restaurant, if you're listening to my show or any shows on Tan Talk Radio, that is, you just put the radio in the air and it'll tell you what song it is. And songs are kind of, it's lyrics to your soul. And it can unlock a lot of things, especially if you're one of those lonely people. And by the way, that song that opened our show today is called Lonely People by America, which I love. I love that. So did you like that song, my rap? You're my little rap joining me today. And I introduce you to Catherine. Catherine, thank you so much for being here today. Are you brave to be on the show with me today?
I am. I thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I've known you for many, many years. And today we're going to be talking about how to manage stress. And then we're also going to be talking about magnetic jewelry, which is what you use. Oh, you have your own company, a magnetic jewelry
right.
line.
You're and that helps manage stress.
Exactly right. You're going to talk about the benefits and all that.
Right,
And we're going to have our shrink number four, Rowene, on today. She's going to be talking about how to manage stress. So we're going to get her on the phone here in 1 minute. And I also would like everyone to know that this show is based on opinions and suggestions only. It's based on opinions and suggestions only. So, and I would like to thank my sponsor. I'd like to thank Joey James Label. And I'd like to thank all of my friends who have supported this show. They come here and volunteer their time. This is a volunteered show to lift you up because you matter. And this is our community. So we want to make it strong. So anyway, do we have our Loosen Up song? Sorry. I hope you can't hear me cough.
Hey, and the sunlight hurts my eyes.
Lovely day, because it's up to you to make it a lovely day and the way you look at things. But we have Rowene, who is our shrink number four, that is going to join us today to talk a little bit about stress. Is she on the line? Oh, okay. So we're going to wait and we're going to talk to Rowene in a minute. We're going to get her on the line, but we're going to be talking about how to manage stress. And Rowene is a licensed therapist, and she's been in the area for over 20 years. And again, the show is suggestions and opinions. And at the end of the segment, we will, I'll give you her phone number, and so you have someone to talk to. But in the meantime, again, when I play these songs, listen to the songs and watch your energy go up. Stay away from negativity. What's your take on stress, Catherine? What do you think about it?
Well,
how do you manage it?
Well, I go to a salt room, which is a room just with salt, and you breathe in pharmaceutical grade salt for 45 minutes. I also have my own company with magnetic jewelry, and the magnets do help relieve stress. I think a dog really helps relieve stress, and I do make the necklaces for dogs too, which helps to relieve their stress.
Yeah, that's so amazing. You know what's amazing is that am I okay here? I feel like the mic. Can you hear me okay? It's a little loose. Testing 1, 2, 3. I'm good. Okay. So the salt room, I actually went. I don't know how many of you out there that are listening, but they have what's called the salt room. And I have been, and it's pretty cool. It's a big room, and it's just all salt. And it clears your allergies. I've never heard of them before. And you and our friend Laura had invited us. Tell our listeners a little bit more about the salt room while we're waiting for Rowene.
Well, it's almost a panacea for anything. It helps with respiration.
Okay.
Sinus.
Yeah, it's good for... Rowene will be with you 1 second. We're on salt room, and I'm going to switch it over.
Okay.
So with salt room, it's good for the salt, for the sinuses?
Sinuses. It's very good for relaxing. That's why I go there. And you breathe in the salt, and it lifts you up.
You
come out of there after 45 minutes, and you feel very light and happy in spirit.
It's very tranquil, isn't
very,
it?
Very
I couldn't
tranquil.
Believe it. I mean, even the walls were... It's
salt, all
what
salt.
Kind of salt is that? Is that Himalayan salt? Is
it pharmaceutical grade salt?
Right.
That's what it is.
So it's
and it
so
blows
good.
Into you. And I take the seat where I get the most salt.
Yeah.
They actually discovered it by mistake in Poland. The salt miners, the doctor noticed that they were more healthy than the other population, and they realized it was because they're down in the salt mines for the respiration. And our friend who couldn't get rid of the lingering effects of COVID, that's why she went initially.
Wow.
And she has bad sinuses now. She doesn't have the sinus problems. It's amazing.
It's amazing. And you can get a membership and go there. And this is not an advertisement. We're just sharing with you if you have allergies or you want to go somewhere for the start of a healthy lifestyle. What is the one on Gun Highway? Is that the one you still go to?
Yeah, there's a number of them. Gun Highway, they have one in Wesley Chapel. That's where I initially went.
They kind of own the
Wesley
same?
Wesley Chapel. It's the same people that own it.
But it's called the Salt Room.
The Salt Room.
So that is your go-to place sometimes to relieve stress.
Right.
Because you know why? You're breathing in and you're breathing out.
Yeah.
And we're going to have, Glenn's going to set us up with a little meditation towards the end of the show. So Glenn, we have Rowene on. Thank you for that.
Hi, Rowene.
Hi.
Hi, Rowene. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. I'm losing my voice, so I apologize to you and the listeners out there. But thank you for joining us today. We missed you last week, but thank you for being here today. And we are going to be talking about stress, how to manage it. And it's summertime. There's a lot going on. But can you give us some tips on how to manage stress?
Yes, absolutely. The first tip is to breathe. Breathe deeply. I love that you were just talking about the salt room. That can help tremendously in reducing the stress. But deep breathing, there's something about deep breathing that tells your amygdala, that part of your brain that gets caught in fear and survival, to relax.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are a few simple breathing techniques. One is called square breathing. It is used by the military. It's used by quite a few places that want you to de-stress and calm down.
Mm-hmm.
And to square breathe, you completely exhale and then inhale to a count of four, hold for a count of four,
mm-hmm.
exhale for a count of four, and hold for a count of four.
Mm-hmm.
And regulated, controlled breathing is the only thing that will tell your amygdala that you're safe. Mm-hmm. After the cortisol starts building up in your body, leading to the adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
And so controlling your breathing, doing some sort of controlled breathing. There's another, Dr. Andrew Weil says 714 is the most complete breath.
Mm-hmm.
So you inhale to a count of seven and then exhale to a count of 14. Sometimes people will need to start with four or five.
Mm-hmm.
And then just double that on your exhale. So breath is the first thing. You always have it with you, and it always reduces stress. You may have to do it a few times, but it does always reduce the stress in the body.
That's why I think working out or walking or whatever you do, even washing your car, because I know I don't breathe totally in it. You get half breaths.
Right.
And when you're forced to breathe in deep, that oxygen really does help. And I don't think we breathe correctly. I do. I think it does create a lot of anxiety. And that's why you always feel better after what you guys are, both of you ladies are saying. So that's really good advice for sure.
Yes. The second thing on my how to reduce stress is walking.
Mm-hmm. We're doing good.
A long walk. Yeah, you're right on target.
Mm-hmm.
Walk/exercise.
Mm-hmm.
It really only takes a 15-minute walk every day, mm-hmm. at a moderate pace. You don't have to be speed walking or jogging, but a good walk for 15 to 20 minutes a day. And if it's among trees, that's even better. The Japanese have a belief that they call tree baths or tree showers.
Mm-hmm.
And they just walk among the trees, breathing, and it completely reduces your stress.
Hmm. The negative ions.
Pardon me?
Okay.
Wait, you absorb the negative ions.
Yes.
Wow.
And the trees produce a lot more oxygen. So you're being bathed in an oxygen-rich environment while you're grounding into the earth and releasing any negative charges that you may have.
Oh. Hmm. Huh.
And so walking in the woods is absolutely wonderful stress reduction.
Huh.
Or just being near trees,
mm-hmm.
right.
and breathing are really good ways to reduce stress.
Do we have a little Zen song? Let's do a little Zen. Let's just do it. Let's breathe in and out together. If you're driving in your car right now and you're irritated with the driver, all right, let's do it, Rowene. Let's direct our listeners for a calm day. So I want you to take us in with that breathing technique right now. Glenn just got a good Zen song for us. Let's go.
Exhale all of your air and then breathe into a count of four. One, two, three, four. Now hold for a count of four. Two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. One more time. Inhale, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Now breathe normally and notice that your shoulders have dropped from your ears. And notice that in your body you have a little more freedom of movement in the upper part of your body.
Yeah.
And if you will do that kind of breathing, a cycle of three is really grounding. And do it three or four times a day. You will find that you have a lot less cortisol in your system, which gives us all that tummy you don't like. And you have a lot more relaxation.
Wow.
Very
I already
nice.
Feel better.
I do too.
You know, I do. I feel kind of relaxed right now. Maybe I should do the Zen thing at the end of every Shrink and Wrap show, the loosen up and then the Zen at the end. Thank you, Rowan. I didn't have to go to the gym for that. I love it. Or to, that was really nice. I feel calm. If any of you, if any of the listeners are out there, if you guys are driving out there, ladies, gentlemen, or whoever, I just want everyone to know that we're here to lift you up and we want everybody to be calm. We live in this world together and, you know, select what you want in your life or what's negative and positive. I mean, let's talk a little bit more about that. For our listeners, what can we avoid? To what triggers stress? What triggers it?
Well, the thing that triggers stress most often is when we either feel out of control
mm-hmm.
or uncertain about what's happening. And in both of those situations, if we will take time to breathe and recognize that we have the ability to respond no matter what happens.
Mm-hmm.
We might not like it.
Yeah.
It might not be our favorite thing to do, but we know how to respond. And responding keeps us in a calmer state than reacting.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that very angry, that irritating, startle response.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. the prime directive of the amygdala, the oldest part of our brain, is survival.
Mm-hmm.
And so anything that remotely reminds us that it might be dangerous can set up that cortisol stress response.
Interesting. Can I say, like, everything you're saying, I just want to, can you guys hear me okay? Because I feel like I can't be heard.
Yes.
Yeah, so can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, the mic over here. Okay, so what you just said, so what I have in the definition, stress is the feeling of being overwhelmed or unable to cope with mental or emotional pressure. It is a natural response to challenging or dangerous situations and or body's way of protecting us from harm, which is exactly what you said. So thank you
yes.
for that. I just wanted to sum that up because I think it's important yeah. to understand. So carry on. What else? What do you say about that from there?
Well, then that is absolutely accurate. Again, the prime directive of the amygdala, the unconscious part of our brain, is to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that we remotely might think will threaten that, we have an experience of stress too.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can remind ourselves to breathe and use either the 714 or the square or a pattern of breathing that you've learned, and then follow that with the reminder that we can know how to respond to pretty much anything that's happened to us. Because we've had some experience when we've lived in a social setting that teaches us how to respond. The challenge is being startled and then reacting out of that startle rather than out of a place of knowing that you know how to respond no matter what happens.
Yeah, like I'm having stress right now because I just removed my mic. I was a little stressed out, but I'm breathing in and out and carrying on with the show. So thank you while I'm
yes.
talking to you.
Yes.
Very, very needed. Okay. Yes. Yes. So,
yes.
So what? How do you identify circumstances and conditions that increase your stress? You have to really probably be aware of that, right? I mean, like...
Yes, and I think body awareness. You know, so many of us in this day and age see our body as an accessory rather than as an essential temple for us to live. And so when we get in touch with our body, when we start to feel stressed, there are certain signs. Some sweaty palms, some damp underarms, the more rapid, shallow breathing. Those are the initial things that the amygdala tells the body to do in preparation for fight, flight, freeze, or fawn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, initially, or many, a few years ago, we thought the only responses to stress or to being threatened was fight or flight.
Right.
Well, now they've added freeze and fawn. And fawning is when you try to please everything to make everything calm.
Mm-hmm.
And so catching ourselves initially at the beginning when either our palms are sweaty or we're clenching our fists or our breath is going very fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then reverting to the deep breathing and using our self-talk to remind us that we will know how to respond when we need to.
Mm-hmm.
And that we are safe. That's the criteria, that we feel safe.
Right. And, well, in the deep breathing, I just want to add this, too, about the deep breathing, because it sounds silly, but it's something we forget to do. And it's a simple technique, but, again, we just don't do it. I don't know why I don't go to breathing, even though I know I have breathe. But it says it improves respiratory function, lowers your blood pressure, reduces heart rate, boosts your energy levels, improves mental clarity, strengthens the immune system. And, I mean, like, breathing's very important in life, a deep breath.
Absolutely.
And helps reduce anxiety and depression. Just breathe.
Because we've done it since the moment we came into this world.
Yes.
We always think we're doing it right, and we may not be.
Yeah.
So it's important to really pay attention to your breathing and how you're breathing.
Right. And again, it's just simplicity sometimes. I don't think you have to go get medicated.
Yes.
I would try sometimes simplicity and then go to the next level if you need it. And rest, exercise, and eating healthy is definitely probably very important, wouldn't you say?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Rest. Eating healthy foods. But again, the breath is your very first step, and then taking the walk, either hopefully with trees around you,
mm-hmm.
and resting when your body needs rest, but really learning to tune into your body.
Mm-hmm.
There is a word called interoception, which means being aware of what's going on inside your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ever surprised at the number of people who don't have any interoception, who they've completely disconnected from their body because of trauma, rate of life, what they've learned,
mm-hmm.
for a number of reasons we completely disconnect. So it's reconnecting. Breath helps us to reconnect to our bodies,
mm-hmm.
and to pay attention to what's going on inside them. I read an interesting statistic the other day that most people go to the doctor to get medicine,
mm-hmm.
so they can keep doing the things that are bad for them,
mm-hmm.
rather than paying attention to what their body really needs and giving it that.
Right, you got to work on the problem sometimes, and sometimes, again, it's just simplicity, like regular sleep, but some people can't. Because they might be lacking something to sleep, but I know lack of sleep, you have a better ability to reason with things, and then you don't get the anxiety because it's not as bad. It's 10 times worse when you don't sleep, but they use lack of sleep for prisoners of war. I mean, you know, they just don't let them sleep.
Right.
Yeah. And then when you exercise regularly, whether it's a walk or jumping in your room. I have a lady that just dances, and she just dances in a room because it gets rid of that anxiety. But that, if you do that regularly, you will release endorphins, correct? I mean, and that helps with all that anxiety.
Yes.
Okay.
One of the things that I often will tell people when they're experiencing anxiety is to first breathe,
mm-hmm.
acknowledge what is making them anxious,
mm-hmm.
and then dance.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she does. She just jumps around and she did it because I just feel better every day. I'm like, okay, that's good. I'm going to do it with you and breathe deep.
Breathe and then dance. I mean, you don't want to do any sort of bypassing of what's making you anxious. You need to take a look at it and see if it's realistic and do that. But then once you've come to some reasonable conclusion, definitely dance.
Yeah.
Because of the endorphins, it increases your breathing rate, and it just feels good. Music is just such a wonderful way.
And that's why we have you, the Shrink, we're the Wraps, and then we use, and listen, again, if you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap show right here in Clearwater, Florida on Tan Talk Radio, your community station, the lyrics, I really, 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 and Glenn and I, we've talked about this, and he's part of our show now, he's part of our family, the lyrics of the songs are so important because that's part of the therapy that I want to give to everybody, because I know for music, it has definitely helped me. And my meaning might not be the same as your meaning. I'm looking at the lyrics to help you get through things when you feel lonely. That's why I played that first song. I've got some good songs coming up. Rowan, we got about another 5 minutes, but I do want to cover a couple of topics, but I do want our listeners to listen when they're alone and they have a little bit of anxiety to shift their focus to maybe one or two of these songs, because it's kind of like someone in the room when you're by yourself and you don't know what to do with that energy, and it calms you down and shifts your focus. But real quick too, can I ask you, what about advocating yourself and communicating your needs and setting boundaries? Because I think sometimes we set ourselves up to add stress in our, I think we set ourselves up for added anxiety. You know, like, be real with your needs and wants and boundaries.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that people have the hardest time with is knowing what boundaries are.
Mm-hmm.
And simply put, boundaries are, if you do this, then I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And being very clear about that. Because a lot of times people will think, stop doing that, without knowing what the consequence or anything is, that's a boundary.
Mm-hmm.
And it is to it as far as it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a boundary unless you stated the consequence for them doing it. And then you have to be willing to follow through on whatever the consequence is for them crossing that boundary.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think, too, simplifying your schedule, prioritizing what's important to you, and being in the moment. Because when you think way ahead, would you say that's where the anxiety starts, because you're thinking far ahead instead of just prioritizing what's important in that moment? Overthinking?
Absolutely.
Overthinking.
Anxiety always takes place in the future.
Mm-hmm.
It is rarely in the present and rarely in the now.
Mm-hmm.
Depression is associated with thinking of the past.
Mm. Oh, mm-hmm.
So on either side of that, you're losing the gift that is the moment.
Right.
That's why it's called the present.
Yeah.
Because it's a gift to us.
Yeah.
So some of the ways that you can stay grounded in the present is by noticing how your feet are planted on the ground,
mm-hmm.
and then doing progressive muscle relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it sounds funny, but putting your feet on the floor and talking to your toes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, toes, how you feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, heels, arch of the foot, how you feeling?
Mm-hmm.
And just really focusing your attention on each body part as you start at the ground and then come all the way up to the top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
And noticing what can make you feel just a teeny bit more at ease while you're doing that.
Well, and I also read, too, journaling is really good.
Oh, absolutely.
They say journaling is really healthy if you have an anxiety attack.
Absolutely. When you're doing the processing piece earlier, when I was saying breathe, process what the anxiety is about, and then dance, journaling in that processing moment
mm-hmm.
is incredibly helpful, because trauma and energy get stored in the cells of our body.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way we can release that is by journaling it or moving it consciously, knowing that's why you're moving, is to deal with that mm-hmm. so that you can move it out of your body. Mm-hmm. But journaling seems to be the most helpful process. And it's not like a diary that you say, I did this at 10 o'clock and that at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about your feelings and responses to what happened.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and we've got 2 minutes left, and I just want to just add, I love all your information. I'm going to mention these things. I'm going to have you have a closing statement, but I also would like you to give your number for anyone that would like to talk more about this topic or any topic. And always go to your family and friends for support if you're, you know, have any type of anxiety issues. And Rowan, I'm going to say this, and then I want to say one thing, but it says take breaks during extended periods of work or study. I Googled that.
Sure.
Avoid alcohol and drugs. Sometimes you think those things help you, but they actually trick you into thinking it, and they create more of that, in my opinion, but drugs and alcohol. Make time for hobbies. And do you have any closing statements on this, you and or Catherine, on stress for our listeners?
I think the most essential part is make time for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not going to find yes. the time to do these things, whether it's breathing or walking or going to the salt room, if you're not making time for yourself every single day.
Yeah. It says, give yourself time to relax each day, even if it's just a few minutes. When you get yeah. worn down from stress or life stress, it from what I understand, it depletes your endorphins. And then those are things like a vitamin D. That's why exercising helps, because you can reinforce those endorphins and raise them back up, but you don't want them to be depleted. That's a real thing. Am I not right about that?
Well, it depletes the endorphins, but it depletes the serotonin and the dopamine in your brain.
Thank you. Yep, that's a wrap, and that's a shrink. That's where it comes from.
Yeah, which impacts whether the endorphins get released or not.
Yes.
But, yeah, we need to take good care of all of the chemicals that are naturally produced by our brain.
Rowan, there's another term. Someone handed this to me one time, perpetual anxiety. Is that a separate topic on another show?
Yeah, that is a perpetual topic. That is a topic on another show.
Can you come on?
That's about perpetually living in the future.
Yeah.
And yes, absolutely. We can come on and talk about that.
I was given that one time and I read it, and I'd like to share that with everybody because it's something that, you know, it's very real. We're all in this together, this thing called life. That's what Prince has his song. So we'll get through it together,
sure.
And we want to make our community strong. And any closing statements? And then I'd love for you to give out your phone number to everybody twice, as you know, if they need to talk to you.
Okay, I don't have any closing statements, except please make time for yourself in every day and make time to breathe.
Yes.
That's going to be your best armor against all of the stress that we face in daily living.
Yes, and I thank you so much. And if you could, can you give everybody, all the listeners out there in Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete, and Dunedin, can you give them your phone number?
Absolutely. My office number is area code 505-847-6363.
Okay.
That's
one more time.
505-847-6363.
Okay. Rowan, I thank you. Thank you so much. And I look forward to you coming back on our show. And you are part of our family, Shrink Number 4. And just thank you for your time. And we hope that helps someone out there today. Thank you. Thank you.
You too. You guys have a great week.
You too, Rowan. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right.
So now we're going to switch it over. Now, again, if you're out there listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here at Tan Talk Radio, if you're lonely and scared and have a little anxiety, then hang out and listen to Philip Phillips. Let's take a listen to Home.
Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this this unfamiliar road. And although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
And again, that was a song called Home by Philip Phillips. And if you ever have a little loneliness or a little anxiety, I think it's such a good song because the lyrics of that song just kind of shifts your focus and makes you know that you're not alone. So thank you, Philip Phillips, for a positive song. And now, Trish is not here today, unfortunately, in reference to nonprofit or nonprofit events. She does a fabulous job on that. But if you do have a little stress, sometimes you can shift your focus in giving back and getting involved in the nonprofits that are around here locally. And you're living with a purpose. And I think that gives you a feeling of feeling good and knowing maybe someone has it worse off than you. And sometimes that, don't you think that's
absolutely
a good?
Absolutely. You hear other people's problems and yeah, you feel grateful.
Yes. Yeah, and I think that always helps. Yeah, because you shift your focus and you realize because someone has it worse, and it puts things in perspective a lot of times. So I would recommend looking up nonprofits. Trish, we miss you. Thank you for all that you do, and thank you to all the nonprofits for what you do in our community, because you are noticed. So now we have Detective Jay, then we're going to come talk about magnetic jewelry after we listen to Detective Jay. Detective Jay, how are you?
Hey there, Tracy. How's it going?
Doing really good. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to give all our raps out there and listeners some advice on this crazy world about groups and stuff. What's your summer's coming back? We got some concerts coming up. Can you give us some advice on safety out there when we're in group settings? What do you have to say about that?
I think the biggest thing that folks have to do is be aware. Take a good look at the venue, wherever the venue may be, and know where you park, know where you get in at, and know where your exits are, and kind of where you're sitting at. Mm-hmm. So should anything occur, you can just, you know, quickly say, hey, we got to go right, we got to go left, you know. And of course, I'm not just talking about something that could be horrific, like, you know, a crazy shooting. I mean, a fire could break out. Anything could happen in a large venue that is not necessarily crime related.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, I know for me, you know, talking on your phone sometimes and walking around, and I don't know, it's just, I know I always know where the exits are wherever I go, but you can't live in fear either, you know.
You actually brought up a really good point about phones.
Mm-hmm.
Phones can be super helpful. I mean, a lot of videos are coming in reference to, you know, things that have happened recently, but videos are great, but well, as far as phones go, you know, pay attention to what's going on. Don't have your head buried in the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And should you be where you can use the phone to help potential evidence, that's great too, because now we have these amazing little computers in our hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, I also, you know, I'm going to take it back, and I think in this world, with all that's going on across the board, I really still think it needs to go back to mental illness and nurturing people and loving. And I know you can't save the world, but I do think there's a lot of mental illness going on, and I'm not going to excuse, you know, choices and stuff, but I just think that we need more love in the world of helping and recognizing.
Not only do I need more love, but let's have more understanding.
Yeah.
You know, let's get an understanding of mental illness, understanding of maybe not everybody's functional level is the same.
Exactly right.
So it's very important that people understand that, and that they realize, hey, you know, one person's not the same as the other, right. And there is autism, and there is, you know, other spectrums out there, and you just have to be aware of it.
Right, being aware of it and going back and nurturing, and maybe if your family member recognizing, doing your best, it's really difficult. I just feel like there's a lot going on in our world, and I hope that we can all come together and make it better, and where we don't have to live in fear. But I say don't live in fear, right? You still want to go to these group concerts.
No, don't live in fear. You got to go out there and do it, but go do what you got to do, but make sure that you're just aware.
Yeah.
And our phone takes that awareness away when you got your head buried in the screen. You need to just be aware, have your head up, and figure out which way's out, which way's in, and just give yourself a good opportunity just in case something did happen.
Right. But hopefully we'll get to this, but I think it goes way back. I mean, I don't think it's just at the events. We got to go back with the drug problems and all that. And I'm in reference across the board.
And this is an everyday thing that people should be aware of.
Yeah.
If you go to the mall, you should be aware. If you go downtown, you should be aware. You should always be aware. It's kind of like driving your body, like when you're driving your car, you're aware. Just be aware. Somebody's in your, you're walking and somebody gets in your lane. You got to be aware.
Right. You know, can I share one quick story that happened to me? And I was over at actually West Shore Mall going up the escalator, and I had my purse open, and I felt a tug, like a little fish, like grabbed my hook. And someone was right behind me trying to get into my purse. And it made me aware next time I go shopping, I'm going to zip up.
Yeah,
my purse.
Yeah.
So as simple as that is, but you live and learn. But anyway, I hope that we can resolve things and just try to give love and get 100%. To the bottom where we can live a free life.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It was great talking to you today.
You too. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. And we'll talk to you next. Well, next week's going to be our first live show. We'll see you then.
Yes, it will.
All right, lady. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Now I'm going to shift it over to Catherine, our magnetic connection, right here on the Shrink and Wrap Show. Thank you again for being here. We were talking about stress. And I first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us and the listeners who you are.
Okay. I did a job from 1980 to 84 that was incredibly stressful. I worked in a oil refinery. I wore hard hats, steel-toed shoes, climbed towers, oil pumps. I'm a trained firefighter. I was there for Hurricane Alicia in 82, 100-mile-an-hour winds blowing over. I'm underneath this overhead accumulator. Everything's popping right, left, and center. Now, that's stress, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And so I left there, and I went to San Francisco, and I became a San Francisco street artist. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing that for 40 years. I started at 31, and I'm 71. And I've had so much fun. I love meeting all the young people and talking. And the magnetic jewelry truly helps you. And it makes sense. And I'll tell you quickly, we all have iron in the blood. The iron is attracted to the magnets, which helps to increase circulation. Circulation's key for any kind of healing. You want the blood with the nutrients to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So I sell at, it's called the St. Petersburg Saturday Morning Market, every Saturday, all year round, except for September they close. So from October to May they're at the Rowdy, Al Lang Stadium where the Rowdies play. And in the summer, right now, I'm at Williams Park from 9 to 1. And I have 6 fans in my booth for cooling, not just people that adore me. But I just have a ball. And it's pretty much a stress-free job, to tell you the truth.
It's happy. Yeah, because you're choosing to be around energy that, I've always said it, Tony Robbins has this thing, and he says, surround yourself when the energy goes up and eliminate when energy goes down. So that's a happy energy go up, right? That market.
Well, I felt like after leaving the oil refinery, I sacrificed too much of my life and my time to a place that I could have come out in a body bag.
Yeah.
So selling jewelry is so much more fun.
And you're helping others. You're lifting people up and helping others through this, including
and
pets.
Dogs.
Yeah.
And dogs. I rescued my dog, and he had an ear infection. This was 25 years ago. It was $250 for the treatment. So I figured if I felt better, the dog would feel better. For me, I have no more lower back pain. But people have come. My best testimonial is this woman from the Villages. Her dog was limping. She put the necklace on. The dog stopped limping. She had it for about 7 years. She looks one day, the dog's limping. She calls me up. I send her another necklace. The dog stops limping. She goes, that's it. The dog convinced me. And everybody in my booth at the time are all buying stuff right, left, and center. It was one of my best days.
Right. Oh, my gosh. It's so good. But oh, I know more to that story than I can tell on the radio. The Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts.
Right. Yeah. Well, part of my story is, I guess I should probably leave this out, but I used to sell up at Coit Tower, and you weren't really supposed to sell there, and I kept my eye on the road for the cops. But I tell you, it was a cash cow, because at the wharf with all the street artists, it was much more competition.
Yeah.
And not as much fun.
So tell us, you've worn a necklace right now that you're doing too. Tell us about the stones that you're wrapping. Those are really pretty. That's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Well, the necklaces, I started wrapping stones about 2 or 3 years ago, and I used sterling silver or gold-filled chains with a magnetic closure. So mm-hmm. the magnetic closure is brilliant to put things on or off.
Well, yeah, because I can't see anymore. It's challenging.
I think my best seller is anklets, because I think people usually have knee and hip and back pain.
Yeah.
But it seems like the bracelet is a panacea for almost anything that bothers you, because your pulse points are there, your blood is circulating throughout. And ostensibly, it makes your whole, it's like taking an aspirin.
Yeah, that's so beautiful.
But not to upsell it, it's not exactly a morphine drip.
Yeah, well, we want to try to avoid that as much as we can. But that is beautiful. And you have bracelets. I have a...
For the dog.
Yeah, for the dog. Even the collars for the dog. You gave me one for
sizes.
Cooper.
I have all sizes, yeah.
And you just gave me a patriotic one, too.
Red, white, and blue.
I love this. I love it. So my rock seeker will be on soon. Okay. In 1 minute, we've got 1 minute. So can you tell us where your website is for people to find you for that?
It's www.designermagneticjewelry.com. But the best place to come is the market. It is so much fun. There's fresh fruit, vegetables, you name it. They have it there on arts and crafts. So it's from 9 to 1 every Saturday and the summer at... Williams Park.
Williams Park. Okay, so
it's
Williams
fun.
Park.
It's nice.
But what time on Saturday?
St. Petersburg, 9 to 1.
9 to 1 every Saturday.
Every Saturday.
And it's a happy, uplifting show.
It is.
I'm going to have you on here more than often. I want you to be one of our wraps now. Thank you so much for taking
the time out
and sharing that. Her jewelry is beautiful, and it's not just for dogs. You also have it for men too, don't you?
I do, and it's affordably elegant.
Yeah, there you go. It's kind of a cold out. There you go. I love it. And I just want to say this before we switch it to Renee. Catherine is the reason why I wear hats. Listen, if you're new to Florida, and even if you're not, hats make such a big statement. This lady here has always worn a hat, and anytime we go to lunches or anything, you have a beautiful hat on, and you're protecting, you're in the sun, but you're protecting your skin. And Lola just gave me a little hot, this is
beautiful.
A beautiful hat. So I've just added this to my collection. Thank you, Lola, for giving me this hat. But you started this hat thing. You and Lola have a lot to talk about. You have a hat room. Wear hats. Go to HSN. Check out. There's some hats on sale over there at HSN, too. I think Christy Brinkley's selling some hats. Do you know that?
No.
Check out HSN for all your needs and beauty needs and other things as well. But they sell hats over there as well, so you might want to check it out. But thank you, thank you, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
One more time, where can they find you?
Williams Park from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday until the end of August. We're closed the month of September, and then from October to May, Al Lang Stadium, where the Rowdies play at First Street and First Avenue in St. Petersburg.
Perfect. I'm going to go over there with my little sister. She sent me a song today, and I'm going to play it, but I'm going to play it on the next show. But we're going to go over there and visit you. We'll get some magnetic. We'll all be healthy and happy. Thank you again. Thank you again.
Thank you.
So now I'm going to shift it over to our entertainment host, Renee. Renee, thank you so much. You also are super busy today, and I want to thank you, as always, for your time, for being here. What do you got going on in our community?
Hi, my girl. Well, hey. I'm going to start off with something that doesn't sound exciting, but supposedly it's been running for a while. It's called the SAD, summer festival, and I have to think of it as it's probably the end of summer and it's the last hoorah, and that's at Coachman Park in Clearwater this Saturday, and it goes from, it starts at 2 o'clock, and they have a plethora of a lineup of great entertainment. And that, you can get tickets at Ruth Eckert Hall, .com. And then the Floridian, I know that you guys might have heard of this band, but they are so good, and they're local. So I'm going to give a little shout-out to them. That's mm-hmm. July 27th, Saturday, at the Floridian in St. Petersburg. Mm-hmm. The Black Honkies will be playing.
They are so good. They are so energized. I'm going to tell them that in a minute. Yeah, she's showing me pictures over here, but I can listen. This is part of ADD. I can multitask. But they are so good.
They're good.
They remind me of Prince, like that energy.
They are very good. It's a lot of Motown, a lot of soul Motown.
It's amazing.
It's a 10-piece band with a horn section. It's actually really good.
Yeah, if you haven't seen, the energy just goes up.
Yeah, it does. Okay, talk about energy. I got to get one more thing in.
Yep.
I did it the other day. It's called, you know, my need for speed. It's called the Bay Rocket, and it's an adrenaline-filled jet boat that does 180-degree spin turn.
What?
It takes you out in the bay. Yeah, Tracy, this wouldn't be for you.
It's no. 45. That will increase my stress. We're talking about decreasing stress. I like the dancing better.
Oh, my God. This is so much fun, though, you guys.
I won't be
it's
doing
45
it.
45 to 55 minutes on this jet boat. And it holds probably about 50 people. It is, oh, my God, so much fun. And
okay.
It's at the convention center downtown where you can probably book it online. But you can walk up and there's multiple times to give it a whirl. And it would be I had a blast.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
Huh? I know that maybe Trish mentioned this. There is 3 major school bashes going on. Go back to school bash.
Uh-huh.
One particular is this Saturday. And it's at Brandon Mall at the Brandon Exchange. And they have, done drives over the weeks and months. And you can pick up backpacks at Dick's Sporting Goods,
yep.
Books a Million, and Apple.
Hmm.
They're doing a big school event there.
That is really nice.
And it
nice.
Is a charitable.
It's okay, back to school.
I'm going to that market on
You got it. We'll go together. Yes, and we'll get some magnetic.
Oh, yeah, let's do
it. Yeah, we'll get all those toxins out of us. Thank you, Renee.
Thank you so much.
We'll be going. Thank you for taking your busy time and being part and being a wrap in our wrap in the Shrink and Wrap family. So thank you. And I do want to add another entertainment. Catherine and I and Lizzie, thank you for inviting us. We went to an event here locally, and it was the Zubrick Magic Theater. And these guys were incredible. I've got 3 minutes. I'm going to try to run all this in really quick with my closing statement. But the Zubrick Magic Theater is amazing. These guys that is my 5-star pick for entertainment. It's a magic show in St. Pete. Check it out. I'll talk more about it next week. And tell them really quick who you, like one word, who you dated. Tell them.
I dated Ray Liotta.
Yeah, just saying.
He's from New Jersey. Yeah. I'm from New Jersey.
That's a stress release. Well, we'll talk about that next show, but I'm going to talk to you about that. Interview you. But so today I have to close the topic. The greatest weapon against stress is our ability to choose one thought over another. Let's take a listen to Natasha Bedingfield about being happy. And I hope to see you next week on our first live show right here in the Shriek and Rap Show at Tan Talk Radio 106.1. Have a great week. Be positive.
My door, cussing me out. Got laid off my job the night before.
Yeah.
Can't figure how I'm gonna fix tomorrow when yesterday's still a mess. Can you tell me what's the point, man? It all seems meaningless. I wish that I could step away and breathe. This world's trying to swallow.
People cry.
People cry.
People fight, and they don't know why.
Fear.
If fear is all that we should fear, then what are we so afraid of? Cause fear is
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks. A 42-year-old man's been arrested on suspicion of starting California's